Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from Map to a Million with Brandon Vaughn. In this episode, Brandon coaches Tanner to make some phone calls to his warm network and they land their first couple of jobs. The entire season is streaming ad-free on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play.
What's up, everybody? It has been a busy couple of weeks. We've done so many things, and it's going to be very hard to like fit all this stuff into one single episode. So we're going to break it up a little bit. But let me tell you about what's been going on the last couple of weeks. We have got training. We have met with manufacturers. We have sold some of our first jobs. We have done some of our first jobs. We have hired another full-time technician. That's a lot. It's a lot of things to go through. So I'm going to break down each one of these things and kind of give you a little bit of an explanation of what we've done, as well as show you some clips of what's been going on, because it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff. Busy couple of weeks. So first, our trip to Arizona. We actually have been interviewing different manufacturers that we want to start working with. We want to put together our own custom line of products. That's something that's really important to us to kind of set us apart from our competitors. And as part of that kind of, you know, back and forth with manufacturers, we were able to secure some free training from a manufacturer. So Tanner, Jackson, myself, Tanner's wife, my wife, we flew down and we actually got some hands-on training, which was just absolutely amazing. We got to check out the entire product line. We got to see exactly how to apply the products. Just kind of check out what those different things are that we're going to want inside of our own product line. What are some characteristics of some of the coatings that we want to be unique just to us? And so that training was really beneficial because now we know how to do the thing. And this was part of our budget that we talked about, that $2,000 for travel, being able to go out and fly and get that hands-on training. While we were down there, I talked to a good friend of mine, Mr. Tommy Mello. He owns A1 Garage Door, and we got an opportunity to do a little private tour with him and my two guys at his shop. So it was a huge experience for the guys to be able to check that out. We had an excellent trip. We flew back to here, and then Tanner and I sat down to start talking about how we could get these sales brought in. You can bring other people onto your team that have sales contacts and relationships. So Tanner and I, we sat down and we started brainstorming all the people that we could create on a warm list that he owns that he can start using to prospect some potential customers. And so that's what we did. And we sat down and came up with an awesome list. Let's see, what is today?
Thursday.
What?
Thursday.
It's Thursday. It's Thursday, also known as Sales Day, baby.
We're past the hump.
We're past the hump. So today, Tanner and I are going to be working on a special project together. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do a brain dump. And Tanner is going to take his phone out and we're going to just like come up with our dream 100.
Have you ever had a dream that you had?
Try to come up with 100 names of family members, friends, realtors, contacts, old clients that you haven't talked to in a couple of years, like literally anyone we can. And we're going to tell them about the new service. Tanner's going to tell them about the new service and what we're going to be doing and see if they can let us come out and give them an estimate. So you ready for this thing, man?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get to work.
A few minutes later.
We've been making a couple calls, couple no's, couple maybes.
Yep.
Keep going, man. Grind it out.
Yep.
Make the call.
Alrighty. Next one up is Mike McCullough.
Right, here we go.
Can give him a buzz. Hey, Mike. This is Tanner with Tanner Warren Painting. How you doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hey, I hope this isn't a bad time. I'm just reaching out to all my old awesome clients that I've painted for. And I'm offering a new service Have you ever seen those floor coatings that are super durable? They got like the flake in them. So yeah, does that sound like something that you might be interested in learning a little bit more about? Awesome. Yeah, we're really trying to make this just kind of like a win-win for both of us. You know, you get a new garage floor at a crazy discount, and we can hopefully earn a five-star review from you. Are you available maybe sometime next week? Okay. Monday? So what time Monday? 5 on Monday. Yeah. Okay. That is the 5th. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I'll bring some sample boards and we can look at some colors, and then I can let you know what that price would be and get it done for you, Mike. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Talk later. Bye.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, dude. Hey.
Bro.
Sweet.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, ever since that meeting, Tanner has been tearing it up on sales. Our website is starting to deliver leads to us. Tanner has been going out and he's been closing jobs. In fact, we've already done our first few jobs. Truth right here, my garage was our first one that we did. No better way to practice on jobs than actually just like, you know, doing your own garage, which by the way, my wife was super happy that we're finally able to get rid of our ugly garage floor. So that was really cool. But last week as well, we did one of our first official jobs in a nice neighborhood. And the cool thing about it was, you know, it was just so neat to see all the guys working and start, you know, getting everything all put together. The manufacturer that we're working with actually referred us to a guy that's about 3 hours away who drove down to us and actually worked right alongside us to be able to like get that job done and make sure that we are doing it correctly. And it's just an absolutely amazing experience. And I wanted to bring you guys along to that job. So check this out. What's up, guys? Here we are at one of our job sites, and wanted to kind of walk you through some of the stuff that we're going through. Now, this is the second job ever that we've done, okay? So lots of learning curves. We're still kind of like trying to figure that part out. Learned something on this job with regards to pricing. So apparently, when there's lots of really thick cracks, we underestimated how long that was gonna take to do that. So if like you can see, I mean, we have like all these patches and things we got to do on all these cracks. We got to make sure that we get them all filled up and everything. And so what was supposed to be a one-day job is really turning into a two-day job. And so, you know, we're gonna have to kind of adjust the pricing and some of our formulas for that. But all in all, doing pretty good. We just finished, ended up, guys did the flake on the stem walls here and just finished this up. So that's turning out pretty good. And then up next, we're just gonna start, have the guys start rolling out everything and then start broadcasting the flake and start putting all that together. So a lot of systems we're trying to kind of rein in right now. You know, still what we're running into is guys get out to the job site and then like something gets forgotten. Like for instance, we forgot the pop-up tent. It ended up raining and started coming in sideways. And so it's like when those little things happen, it's like making sure that you put all of the little checklist items for every single, you know, tool and supply that you need to bring out to the job site. So it's, you know, learning and kind of understanding some of those things. But we're getting there. We're getting there. So I'm excited to kind of see how this floor ends up turning out. And we actually just sold a massive project coming up for this coming week. So we're going to get a chance to kind of check out some of those things. But I'm excited. It's going good so far. I don't know if you noticed that last clip, but we had an extra person on our team. That is Spencer. We had some job ads. We did some interviews. And actually, Spencer's interview, I recorded right here in the studio. And next week, I'm going to actually show you a behind-the-scenes interview with an actual technician who has joined our team. So make sure you check that out. In fact, you don't want to miss it. And to make sure that you don't miss it, make sure that you ring that bell for notifications. You know, about 70% of people who are watching these episodes, they haven't clicked that notification bell. Make sure you're not one of them so you never miss an episode. And again, as always, a huge thanks to our MAPS Mastery members who are helping to support the channel. In fact, we're going to be doing a group coaching call all on hiring employees, an hour-long group coaching call, which we do every single month in the MAPS Mastery group. So make sure that you click on the link down below and check out the MAPS Mastery group, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
PaintEd podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.